This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Not a bad idea. Give me a holler if you've got something on your mind that you'd like to chat with me about. That's what I'm here to do, talk with you about whatever it is that's on your mind. And you can hear from a couple of the calls we've had this week that emails are fun, and you're certainly encouraged to send emails or to respond on Facebook. But there are details that I can only get by a conversation, and those may change how I suggest you deal with things. So when in doubt, give a holler, right? And I know people in the old days, I don't think they worry about it quite so much now, but people used to worry, well, what if someone recognizes my voice? I said, well, you're among friends. The only reason they'd be listening to the program is not to catch you, but because they're interested in the content. So, all right, 855-993-7569. I'm trying to remember why we put up the question about reincarnation. There have been some movies that suggested it, but there's usually something in the news that convinces me that it would be a good thing to put up. I'm trying to remember. It doesn't come to mind, although the idea of reincarnation is such a common one. Oh, I know. I saw a play that was called Simon Says, and it had a friend of mine in it, which is why I went to see it. And the idea was that that people were reincarnated. And there are a number of people. You know, I suppose one of the things we could ask is, it's why I said, what are your thoughts on reincarnation? Because if I said, do you believe in reincarnation? I never ask questions that could be answered yes or no, because I know you guys, you'll answer yes or no, and that's not very interesting. So, okay, we've got 14 yeses and 5 noes, and that's the end of that topic. So, but it's an interesting concept, and we talked about, people in the vernacular use the concept of old souls. I'm not sure exactly, and I'm not sure even what they mean, but, so I thought, all right, so Blake, do you believe in reincarnation?
Maybe not to the definition that most people attribute it to. I guess currently where it stands, I just kind of believe that if you die, on a scientific level, you just disintegrate into the ground. I like to think that my energy or whatever would go into something else.
Gets fairly quickly to the notion of soul. Yes.
Yeah, I guess that. Yeah, whether
we call it energy or soul, or life force or whatever.
Right. I've decided that for. And whether or not it's attributed to my very shaky beliefs or I like the idea of those burial pods where, like, they plant a seed and you basically morph into a tree from your corpse.
Where do they plant the seed? In your coffin?
Yeah, it's from what I've read, it's basically just the sack where your remains get put into, and you're basically the fertilizer, essentially. And then they plant a seed, like, in the sack with it.
Probably
something.
Saves a lot of money in terms of a
right.
casket.
And they do the same with...
Biodegradable.
Right, they do the same with urns, too. It's just in a little, in a flower pot. And then they put the seed on, and then it sprouts into a tree.
Huh.
I can post it on Facebook, too, later.
That might be a very useful kind of thing to do. Well, I mean, technically, we probably all become we become fertilizer anyway, whether we intend to or not.
Right.
The question is, what are we fertilizing? So, if you've ever noticed, the grass is really green in cemeteries. Okay, that was kind of a non sequitur, except it wasn't really. All right, let's see what other people think. Because it's a kind of an interesting topic,
yeah.
And it's something that people have been... I actually saw the documentary, which I'll review. I think it opens next week, so I'll review it next week, about Steve Gleason, the guy who blocked the punt in the first game in the Superdome after Katrina.
Oh, okay.
Who got ALS. And that's a whole other controversy about whether football... It turns out that the number of players in the NFL who have ALS, which is amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, which is so-called Lou Gehrig's disease, is four times the national average, four times
wow.
than the civilian population. So it does give someone the idea that continued head injury may... Nobody really knows what causes ALS. They didn't with Lou Gehrig. They really don't now. They know how to describe it. They know your life expectancy from the time of diagnosis is 2 to 5 years. It's a devastating disease. It has to do with motor neurons. And so what happens is at some point you can't walk, and then you can't talk, and then you can't breathe. And so it's but your cognitive functions remain intact. So it's a truly scary disease. But the idea that if in the NFL there are four times more people than would be predicted on the average. It's also very high with soccer players
yeah.
who use their heads a lot.
To,
yeah. So on the other hand, it's a disease that 40% of ALS sufferers are women. So a little hard to know. It's one of those things that is provocative and unclear at this moment. And I'll tell you about the documentary next week. But at one point they're talking about a father. Steve is talking with his father because they have very different religious beliefs about his soul. And so it was something that was interesting, was on my mind, and we'd already sort of put up the idea of reincarnation. Because I think most people, well, I shouldn't say that. I guess that they're... My understanding is that most people who believe in reincarnation don't necessarily mean the body itself as much as the soul, the personality, the life force, whatever you're going to call it.
Right.
Okay, so let's see what people said about it, thought about it.
Yeah, so let's start with Heidi. Heidi says, I don't believe in it really, but I like the idea. If it turns out to be true, I want to come back as a house cat in my next life.
Well, I think Heidi has said something very profound here, which is... It's hard, if you're a scientist at all, it's a very hard theory to actually get your head around.
Right.
But there's something emotionally compelling about it. There's something that's seductive. A house cat. I don't know, I guess, you know, she's absolutely right. You get fed all the time. You can kind of, you don't have to worry about a leash. You have your own litter box. You don't have to be taken for walks very often.
Yep.
You get fed. You sit in the sun a lot. Maybe she's got something here. You should go see the Secret Life of Pets. You'll like that a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's see what else we got.
All right. Let's see here. Donna says, I'm way too tired to do all this again.
Well, there is that, isn't there? Well, and you know, that sort of the Buddhist notion is that you get reincarnated either going up the food chain or down the food chain,
right.
depending on how you behave, until you reach a state of enlightenment. So, but I get the idea that being tired, and supposedly that we don't remember previous lives. Although there was that whole thing in the 80s with regression analysis. Except it was fascinating to me that everybody who got regressed was either Cleopatra, you know, or Mark Anthony or something. Nobody was a slave. Nobody was a peasant. Everybody gets reincarnated as something, a big deal. I suppose, you know, or a house cat. Okay, keep going.
Let's see here. Phaedra says, I am on the fence about it. Some of it I do believe, and some I think is just nonsense. But I always find myself saying, especially lately, what did I do in my past life to deserve this situation?
Well, you know, I've told the story before of, I must have really, when somebody called me, when I was filling in for somebody else on Christmas Eve to say that her husband had died a year before this night, and I thought I must have been a terrible person at some point to have this. And it turned out to be one of those calls that was so, so inspirational and so, you know, so life-affirming. It was really terrific. But nevertheless... Okay, keep going.
Barbara says, once we die, that's all she wrote. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust, we can't remember any other lives, so even if we were to come back, we can't remember our past. So what good is it doing us?
Aha, but she opened the door. She said, if. Aha, my little cynical friend. 855. I mean, I think that all of us sort of keep the door maybe a tiny bit ajar,
right,
just
yeah.
for fun. Or for hope. Or maybe not. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Ready, 855-993-7569. All right, we're talking about reincarnation. I know, deja vu all over again. And whether you believe in it, and if so, why? And if not, why not? And you guys are really rising to the challenge on this. You didn't do great on puns. Let me be honest with you about it. You didn't do great on puns, but you're doing great on reincarnation. So apparently you're much more interested in reincarnation than you are in puns. Okay, so noted. Thank you. Okay. It's all sort of trial and error around here.
Right.
Let's see what else we got here.
Let's see here. Genevieve says, death is the end of man's earthly pilgrimage, of the time and grace with mercy which God offers him so as to work out his earthly life in keeping with the divine plan, and to decide his ultimate destiny. When the single course of our earthly life is completed, we shall not return to other earthly lives. It is appointed for men to die once. There is no reincarnation after death.
Okay, but she's very clear about that. Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. Matt says, I believe...
No, we didn't ask about resurrection.
No.
Which maybe we should have asked her about, because... Even though from what she's saying there, it would seem to me she doesn't believe in reincarnation, but she does believe in resurrection.
I think it sounds more like she not so much resurrection as in like rising from the dead. I think it's transcending to like heaven or something. At least that's what I got out of what she said.
Well, it's a little hard. She didn't actually take on. I mean, I think both of us are kind of surmising from what she said,
right.
But she actually didn't mention either.
Right.
So.
Let's see. Okay, so Matt up next says, I believed in it in a past life.
Matt is my cynical humorist. You go, Matt.
Let's see.
He knows his audience.
Right.
Us.
Timothy says, it's simple in my view. This earth is what the Bible refers to as purgatory. So yes, we keep coming back until we get it right. Hence, only the good die young. They got it right.
Wait a minute. Read that one again, because it seems to me that he's in direct contradiction to one of the other respondents, but so I got the first part. All right, just read it again.
I'll read it again. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So he says, it is simple in my view. This earth is what the Bible refers to as purgatory. So yes, we keep coming back until we get it right. Hence, only the good die young. Winky face. They got it right.
Well, if the good die young. First of all, would they come back? The rest of that quote, the rest of the biblical quote, is the good die young, so they shall not be corrupted, and the evil, so they may repent, live longer, so they may repent. So, I'm not sure how the good. I got it till the good die young, and then if this is purgatory, I guess you want to get out of this if you're good. So maybe that is the logic. Okay, if this is purgatory, in other words, it's a halfway house between heaven and hell. So that you can go either direction, although it's not clear how many steps, according to,
yeah,
to this.
That's kind of what I'm getting.
Number one. Number two, that the good die young because they are good, and so they've gotten out of purgatory and presume they've ascended. The question is, have they ascended to a higher level on earth, or do they go directly to heaven? Little unclear about this, but very interesting. And see, now aren't you impressed that I knew the rest of the quote? Which is, the good die young, so they shall not be corrupted, and the evil, so that they have a chance to repent. Alrighty.
Yeah. Let's see. And then lastly, we have Kim says, I'm not sure, but for the love of God, I don't want to come back here. Isn't there someplace more sane?
I don't know where here is. Maybe Tennessee. I don't know. I know, Virginia. I think you got a call there.
Yeah.
855-993-7569. So if you're going to call me, you have to call me fairly quickly. So I'll tell you what. Should we do a program director here?
Yeah. Let's do.
We're going to run out of time in this hour. So I'm not. So the conclusions. A little hard to draw a conclusion, but. But even people who sort of view this as a biblical question don't share a similar biblical view if you listen carefully. So
right.
But an interesting thing. So this is, you guys can have this conversation over the weekend and see where people get on this and see whether they agree with you or don't agree with you. Or I mean, I, as I said, you guys did not exactly cover yourself with glory as far as I'm concerned in the pun department, but in the reincarnation, I'll grant all of you gold stars, which means I suppose you can come back I don't know. What would you like to come back as? I suppose the best thing was probably the house cat. But I was going to ask if you wanted to actually come back as a talk show host, but I'm not sure that you would consider that going up the scale or down the scale. All right, James, tell me what's on your mind. We don't have a whole lot of time, but let's see what's on your mind.
So on this whole topic that you guys are talking about right now, when you die physically, but it never says anything about that you die spiritually.
Well, that's the question, isn't it?
Figure out what spiritually is you're on your religious status. Because all religions have different.
Well, exactly, and you can hear that even with our respondents, that both of them presumably are responding more or less to the same Judeo-Christian ethic, Bible-ish, and they have completely different points of view.
And then how do you explain, like, when you run into somebody that you've never met before, but you think you know them?
Well, there is that whole thing, and that's what the play that I saw was sort of that is, and it has the notion that if somebody's been important to you, they'll always be important to you. It may be a different relationship. You may have been husband and wife. You may have been brother and sister. You may have been brother and brother. You may have been master and slave, that sense of recognition. You know, Freud has, Freud was a psychologist, not a theologian, but he was part of the Victorian culture that says, or Jung, who was much more the link between science and religion, was that sense of collective unconscious and the mandala and the sense of recognition. To me, it's a really interesting topic. I'm not sure what the answers are, and you can hear even in the respondents, and it sounds like with you as well, James. Do you have an opinion about this one way or the other?
I do. I do believe in reincarnation. I just believe that it has to do with how you live this life. So if you don't live...
Well, but if you believe in reincarnation...
Then you're going to be reincarnated as like a housefly.
All right, but what about the life... Do you think there's a life before this one?
It's almost like a recycling process.
Well, so why would it only be dependent on how you did in this life? Why not the life before or the next life?
Because the life before got you here.
Got it.
So what you do here depends on what you're going to do next.
Whether you go up or down.
Yeah, and whether or not it's that person that you ran into that you've seen before, or that place that you went to, and you're like, wow, this is cool. I feel like I've been here before.
Deja vu all over again. Hey, James, thanks.
Yeah, most definitely. And then can I find out more about that whole tree growing thing on your website?
Yeah, I'll ask Blake to put something up. You got it. All right? You're welcome. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, it's that time of week where we look at an issue that's a bit more global than my kid won't eat his pablum. Which is not to say that that's not important if it's your kid and your pablum. I've got with me today Greg Caruso, who's done a documentary called Making the American Man. It's really about two things. And let me just, well, I'll tell you what, you tell me what it's about. Because, you know, I've seen it. But, Greg, tell me why you decided to make it and what you think it's about, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, so I decided to make it. I started really developing it my senior year at USC 2 years ago. And I was interested in men's clothing for a long time, and I would collect books about the history of men's clothing and also how to be a gentleman and things like that, and I became fascinated with it. So I started doing research of what companies are still making clothing or grooming accessories in the U.S., and we compiled a group of about 40 company owners and artisans and local shop owners that are making goods primarily in the U.S., and we went around and interviewed them, and it'll be premiering on Netflix July 1st, so we're excited.
All right, let me ask you a couple questions. First of all, what was your major at USC?
Film.
Okay.
Film production.
So why men's clothing, other than the fact that you're a man? But are you not the t-shirt and denim and sneakers kind of guy?
No, I am. I'm exactly that. But I think that's part of the reason is that sometimes when you talk about, you know, men's clothing and men's fashion, people's minds jump to high fashion and maybe the Rodeo Drive type of sensibility. So I think it was important. You know, I primarily wear, you know, old jeans, Converse, and a t-shirt every day, and a baseball cap. So I thought it was important to couple, you know, what are the great suit companies in America with, well, what are the great denim companies? What are the great shoe companies, boot companies? A lot of the people we interviewed, they make their clothing for functionality, whether it's, you know, hiking in the mountains or just being an artist, wanting to be comfortable. So it's not high fashion. Not that at all.
Okay. So, I mean, the notion, I think, your mother must be thrilled about this. She's finally seeing you in something other than blue jeans, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay. Is your dad a dandy dresser? Is he a fancy dresser?
He wears a suit. He's, I don't know if I'd say dandy or fancy, but he definitely takes pride in wearing a suit and tie to work every day.
So he's probably even more pleased than your mother.
Sorry, what?
I said he's probably even more pleased with your mother. Finally, Greg is getting out of those blue jeans.
Right, here and there. Yeah, but I think it's important for a man to also know how to suit up, too. And, you know how what the break in their pants should be and how to match, you know, shoes to a belt. Things like that. Not being, you know, pretentious. But I think those things are important, too. So I'm not always in raggedy jeans.
Okay, because we do have the notion that, for example, the British, men in particular, know how to dress, that they know how to, and that's part of how they get along, they get across the notion of, among other things, class, of how you dress, and as you say, knowing how to do a four in hand, and knowing how to wear a tux, and when to wear a tux, so... Mm-hmm. All right, so how did you convince your thesis advisor that this, or did you have to convince your thesis advisor that this was a legitimate topic?
No, this was independent from school. I started working on it when I was in school. But
so you didn't really have to convince anybody?
No.
All right, well, that was lucky. All right, so how did you, so it seems to me that, first of all, that whole issue of men and fashion is a relatively, I mean, it was a big deal. Like, if you watch movies from the 40s and 50s, that men wore hats, and they wore tuxes, and, I mean, Fred Astaire, right, and Cary Grant. And now, if you look at movies now, it's like Russell Crowe, right, and Jason Bateman. They're always in, if they're really dressed up, they wear a polo shirt rather than a T-shirt.
Right.
So, but it does seem to me, do you have that sense that men are kind of reviving an interest, or for a whole generation, I suppose not reviving, it's just brand new, of how to dress, and why do we think that is?
I think so. I think men, and I can speak to just what I've learned from some of the people I've interviewed, but also my own experience. I think men felt uncomfortable. Maybe it was the, you know, 80s and 90s, I don't know. Felt uncomfortable taking pride in the way they looked and grooming themselves. Maybe it was thought of as being more feminine when it's ironic, like you said, that, you know, in the 30s and 40s and whatnot, they were groomed to a T and, you know, they took a lot of pride in the way their suits were tailored. So I think it's a revival of that. I think for me, it's looking to, I guess, my grandfather's generation, you know, the World War II generation, seeing those photos and saying, you know, I want to look like that. I want my hair to look like that. I want to wear pomade, and I want to have a part and know how to tie a tie. And I think it's this younger generation saying it's okay. And, it's okay to want to look good. I think that's all right.
Well, let me ask you a question as a psychologist, because it seemed to me that part of it is, a much broader and gentler acceptance of, as you say, of not only men and their more feminine side, but homosexuality. I think that a generation ago, if a man had worried about the fall of his trouser and the crease, that they would say, he's gay. And that was not viewed as a compliment at all. And I think that if nothing else, that there seems to me, societally, that there's more of an acceptance. And there's what, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy or something, which was, I think, an unfortunately named kind of thing. But the idea that it was okay to look good and still be straight, which in some ways is a bigoted statement, but in some ways is kind of an opening up that you can't, just as you in Britain, you can't tell if a guy is an earl or not by the way he's dressed, because that's a way of being upwardly mobile. That one of the ways of finding acceptance in our societies was probably 20 years ago for guys who were gay to dress butch, for lack of a better term, and now that straight guys are allowed to dress elegantly and not have it be an issue for them. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that, and I don't know exactly when, you know, that shift happened, when it wasn't masculine to dress sharp. I don't necessarily know. Maybe it was just counterculture in the 70s or whatnot, and then in the 80s and 90s, men were infatuated with looking masculine and rugged. But yeah, I would agree with you.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a relatively recent phenomenon that we're talking. I mean, whether we're talking on the runway or we're talking that tuxedos, whatever. I mean, Yeah, I mean, so in some ways, I spend a lot of time talking about sort of the evolution of people dealing with their feelings. That maybe being sartorially splendid is a way of really finding some more sort of acceptance of divergent behaviors and sexual orientation. I like to think that. But I got accused today, not for the first time, of being a trifle naive. So we'll just go. You'll go along with me on being a trifle naive, right? Okay. All right. Terrific.
Yeah.
All right.
What I would say, though, is I would like to make the distinction that I think style can be too in your face and too over the top. And I think there are some words, maybe like dandy, that I don't necessarily relate with, because I do think, you know, wearing a black tie tux and not trying to get too crazy with it, I think there is a certain class in that. So I think it's always, you know, dressing how you want to and comfortable, but I guess being somewhat modest about it too in your style.
Well, for me, at least as a psychologist, it's not even how you dress, it's knowing that you have the option of dressing whatever way suits you and whatever the context is, and not having to worry about being judged by in a negative context by how you're dressed. Which, I mean, let's all right. So I thought what we would do, all right, is so you had 40. How did you find the companies to sort of interview?
I found the companies. There was one store. It's called Union Made in San Francisco. I got to know the owners, and they sell a variety of different brands and started there, and then I met a guy named Michael Williams who runs a site called A Continuous Lean, and he had an American list of companies, and from that I kind of tailored it to my own liking, and my two producers and I just started cold calling these companies and putting a list together.
All right, I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break here. We come back, I want to talk about that whole issue about why, I mean, it's obvious why you chose menswear, but that whole issue about Made in America. My guest is Gregory Caruso. We're talking about Making the American Man. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
My guest is Gregory Caruso, who's made a film called Making the American Man. And we've just spent the first segment talking about the making of the clothes make the man, in theory. So we're making clothes, making the American man. But the second part, which was equally interesting to me, was the idea of made in America. So why did you decide that was going to be an equal part of the film experience?
I think it started with just, I guess, my pride for being an American, and the more I got to meet these owners and do research, I found that it's obviously in some ways easier, but in most ways more difficult to start a business, a small business in the U.S., I guess in the last 20 years. But in the last, I guess, 5 to 10 years, a lot of these companies have figured it out and how to be local and how to be successful. And I think people appreciate that in communities, and people want a more intimate experience with buying their clothes and products instead of going online and, you know, ordering it from another country. So I think there is, you know, for example, the barbershop, walking in, having a conversation, getting your hair cut, maybe getting a shave. I think people want more personal experiences now, especially with social media and everything. So,
It seems to me people are doing one or the other. They're either I think social media almost by definition is arm's length. You're texting, you're Facebooking, you're not, I don't even know anybody who talks on the phone anymore. Even with my program, which has been a mainstay of people calling, people don't call me anymore. They text me or they email me or they Facebook me, which drives me a little nuts, but I mean, it is what it is. And it's not only my program, it's everybody's. With my daughter, I mean, she's much more likely to text me than she is to call me. And it's you know, everybody I know is sort of in that sort of basic arm's length. So I think to compensate for that people do want, they want to sort of touch the fruit, especially when it comes to food. I think we also feel it's healthier than if it's local and we have a little bit more control of it. But you're saying it's really extended. We actually did an interview talking about the fact that obviously the reason that most manufacturing, especially for the fashion industry, has moved overseas is simply labor costs. And it's getting more so, not less so. They're now saying that clothes have become disposable items because you can go and buy a T-shirt for $5 and it costs the manufacturer $2 or $3 at most to manufacture it, even including shipping and all sorts of fees like that. So that you're saying that the motivation, if I understand it, is not even primarily financial, but it's more social for people to be thinking about making things in America, both on the part of the manufacturer and the customer. Okay, so give me one of your favorite examples. We'll probably have time for two or three examples of companies that sort of fit into your... I'll tell you what, let's start with something that you didn't put in the film, about a company that was American-made that you decided not to put in the film and why you didn't put it in the film. Because I want people to go see your film, so I don't want to spoil all the fun about it. So tell me somebody that you didn't put in the film.
I can't think. I don't know. I don't know if I came across an American-made manufacturer that I was interested in and then decided not to put in the film.
What constituted interest? Because you're telling me that there were 40, that you had about 40 companies, and I think there were about 6 or 8 in the film.
Well, they're all featured, but we only focused and really dove into about, I guess, 6 or 8 companies.
Yeah.
But for the most part, they're all in there. I could comment on the companies we chose, I guess, or pick 2 or 3.
Okay, fair enough.
So the first company that comes to mind is Juniper Ridge. They are hikers, love being outside, outdoorsmen and women, and they distill plants and bark and flowers and make it into soaps and room sprays and colognes. And they just love what they do. It's all about the passion for them. And Paul Newbegin, who started the company way back when, just wasn't thinking of doing it for a profit at all. He just loved being, you know, and he lives in Mill Valley, and we went up there to Mount Tamalpais, and he took us around and literally showed us the entire process, and it's just beautiful how they do it, and you can really smell the difference of a plastic fragrance in relation to natural oils that they've distilled. So that was an awesome one. I guess the next one I'd comment on...
Wait a minute, but just before you go on, I just wanted to add to that. We actually did an interview with, I think it was called Stink. I can't remember, but about... That if a manufacturer puts the word fragrance on a product, they don't have to tell you what's in it. And that there are a couple of examples where the word fragrance, which anything from bath salts to bath washes to perfume to anything, that if it's a perfume, you have to identify it. If it's put in another substance, they can use the word fragrant, and it can have up to 120 different chemicals in it, some of which are known carcinogenic. So the idea that people would put natural things in so they don't put in fragrance should be enormously comforting to people and a much healthier kind of thing, because that word fragrance, the FDA allows there to be almost anything in there, and the reason that they allow it is because companies have convinced them it's proprietary information, which is ridiculous. But nevertheless, all right, so Juniper Ridge. All right, so give me another.
Yeah. Ebbets Field Flannels. This is one of my favorite companies. They make authentic, classic baseball caps, the exact way they used to be made. And the company is based in Seattle. And they make old minor league caps. They make Negro League caps. They brought back this whole history to baseball that I think was lost, and they do it with such quality and passion. And the owner started it because he wanted to wear a baseball flannel on stage with his band, but couldn't find a company that made it. And I think that's a lot of these companies. They just couldn't find the product they wanted, so they just started making it their self and perfected it.
Right. Well, let's deal with these two companies. Let's deal with Juniper Ridge. Now, what's the price point about them selling, let's say, a cologne? I assume it's men's
Juniper
cologne.
Ridge,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say, I think their soaps are maybe in the $40 range.
One bar of soap.
For their trail soap, which is in a like tube in a bottle. That's like $28. So I was a little off on that. But their colognes are $35.
Cologne $35 isn't terrible, but soap for $40 is a little expensive. All right, what about the Ebbets Field flannels? What's the price put on a baseball cap?
Their heads vary. They're typically around $45.
Okay, so not outrageously. But, I mean, look, the point is, which I think is part of the documentary, Making the American Man, which comes out on Netflix, is that you may be willing to pay a little bit more for something a little more unusual and something that's made in America. And so there you go. So that's Greg Crusoe's point of view, and we're sharing with you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Realpricesilver.com.
Yes, I can.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.